WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a cool head and a smile on your face. Today, we're diving into something super important, staying positive and focused when life throws you curveballs. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against negativity? Like the world is conspiring to steal your sunshine? You know that feeling when things just seem, well, sucky? We've all been there, but here's the deal. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing how we react to it. Because let's face it, life's a wild ride with its fair share of bumps and potholes. It's those moments that really test our resilience. So, how do we stay afloat when the storm hits? Here are five things I've learned along the way, straight from the Stoic school of thought. Wisdom that's been around for centuries, but still totally relevant today. First up, focus on what you can control. It's easy to get caught up in all the stuff we can't change, right? But stressing over things outside our influence is a recipe for disaster. Instead, shift your energy towards what you actually have power over, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think of it like this. You can choose to be a passenger on life's crazy bus ride, or you can step up to the driver's seat and steer things in a positive direction. Next, practice gratitude. I know, easier said than done when you're facing a mountain of challenges. But seriously, take a moment to appreciate the good stuff, big or small. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you focus on the positive. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about it. Every obstacle we overcome makes us stronger, wiser, and more resilient. It's like leveling up in life's epic adventure. So instead of fearing setbacks, view them as chances to learn, adapt, and emerge even better than before. And speaking of learning, cultivate a growth mindset. This means believing that your abilities are not fixed, but can be developed through effort and dedication. When you embrace this mindset, you become less afraid of failure, more open to trying new things, and ultimately, more capable of achieving your goals. Finally, take care of yourself. Seriously, folks, your physical and mental health are paramount. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or simply catching up with loved ones. A healthy body and mind are essential tools for navigating life's ups and downs. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend who just got laid off from their dream job. It's devastating, right? They could easily spiral into negativity, self-doubt, and despair. But then, they remember the Stoic principles we talked about. They focus on what they can control, like updating their resume and networking with new people. They practice gratitude for the lessons learned from their previous role and the skills they've acquired. They see this as an opportunity to explore new possibilities and maybe even find a job that's even better. Sound familiar? You might be thinking, this is all great in theory, Brandon, but how do I actually put it into practice? Well, my friend, start by choosing one of these principles and making a conscious effort to incorporate it into your daily life. Maybe you decide to write down 3 things you're grateful for each morning, or set aside 10 minutes for meditation before bed. These small steps can have a huge impact on your mindset and overall well-being. Remember, staying positive and focused in the face of adversity isn't about being relentlessly happy all the time. It's about developing the strength and resilience to navigate life's challenges with grace, wisdom, and a whole lot of heart. So go out there, embrace the ups and downs, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, and any Stoic wisdom you discover on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and positivity together. See you in the next episode, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.